You guys are good to go for the Sierra, and I'll come and switch it up.
Okay.
All right, good evening, everybody. Today we are going to start with our City of Kearns Community and Reinvestment Meeting Agency agenda. This will happen before our City Council meeting. So I'd like to call to order and determine that we have a quorum, which we have everybody here today. Any public comment, we're going to save that for the City Council meeting. So just so you guys are aware, that is will be saved for the City Council meeting, not this meeting. And then we can go ahead and look over the agenda, September 8th, 2025, the CRA meeting minutes. Did you guys see those and review them?
I make a motion that we approve our September 8th, 2025 CRA meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Alrighty, and then let's go ahead and move on to board business, a long-range planning and economic development updates with Matt Starley.
What happened to the research? That's in our regular meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the time. My name is Matthew Sarley. I'm an interim long-range planning manager at the MSD. And so in that function, I serve the City of Kearns in long-range planning. And so in that role, what I wanted to do today is just kind of give you guys a little bit of background on some of the things that we've been working with or working towards with the Kearns Town Center. And so what we've got to look at is the existing conditions, the opportunities that have been identified as far as previous plans and things like that, some ways that we are thinking about updating that previous plan, and then a little bit about what the next steps might be as far as town center redevelopment. So existing conditions in the town center, there's great businesses, you know, a lot of activity down there, but Kearns has been thinking about a redevelopment of this town center for a lot of years, and those of you who are Kearns residents can probably attest to that. There's some challenges, like right now it's kind of disconnected from the street network. 5400 is such a major corridor that it drags a lot of traffic through Kearns, but we don't get enough of it stopping within our town center to get the kind of economic performance that Kearns needs. You know, one of the challenges that Kearns runs into as a community is it's nearly completely built out, which makes it one of the densest communities in Utah. It might be the first or second most dense, which would be surprising because we're all mostly detached single-family homes in the community. So, you know, previous efforts have built off, you know, what's existing in there. Currently in our town center, we have maybe one household. It supports about 450 jobs. A lot of parking, more parking than would be required by about 500 parking spots. And then has a fair bit of retail, a little bit of office, a small hotel space, and not too much else inside of there. So with this, what we're trying to do is emphasize to the community the importance of taxable value within a community. And so there's really two ways that communities can gain taxable value. It's through property taxes and through sales taxes. And interestingly, you know, Kearns had a downtown plan. It was completed in 2019, and then later MSD staff, if some of you remember when Kayla was here, came and did, you know, kind of the transportation hub and did a lot of visioning and worked with the community on this plan. The problem is it was finished right pre-COVID. And so since pre-COVID, the market's changed a lot. You know, not a lot of people are going into offices. They're doing a lot less traveling to retail locations to do their shopping. So the strategy to make a marketable town center has kind of changed since then. And there's really two ways. You know, I talked about property tax and sales tax being the way that the city can earn additional revenue. The interesting thing about sales tax now is a lot of it occurs in your house. So when you're clicking and buying things from Amazon, Target, or whatever online shopping that you do, that point of sale is really occurring in your home, you know, where that's taking place. So you can bring in more retail, or you can bring in more houses, and being that we're built out, the houses probably need to go up. And so that's kind of the difference between the 2019 plan and some of the updates that we're suggesting, you know, in the future, is that instead of having that office space go up over the top of that retail, you know, environment, town center, it would be residential space. And that's twofold. A, it gives the businesses that will be there in the future an opportunity to have a customer base that's right there and can keep an eye on the street and lives in the community and cares about the town center. And then B, you capture all that retail tax in the space that's designed to maintain it. You know, so, you know, we all know the headaches that come along with higher density housing. But here in our town center, it's right next to Bangor Highway. It's got the 5400 corridor going through it. Of all the spaces in Kearns, it kind of makes the most sense for an increased level of development or redevelopment where possible. And so what we've been doing is trying to work into a update to that plan. And so this one that you're looking at is our highest density option. So we kind of worked going, what would the maximum density that Kearns Town Center mixed use allow for in this area? And now what we're trying to do is reconcile those types of plans with market analysis and things like that. That'll give us good targets for, do we need a hotel in Kearns? Do we need a movie theater? Can we support a big box retailer or grocery store, things like that? That'll give us kind of more actionable targets within some sort of a development scheme. And so just to kind of compare existing, how many jobs and how many households that would support, in the end, you get significantly more households and significantly more jobs, you know, around 1,500 homes at its possible densest and 1,500 jobs, which is a lot because it's a change for the community and kind of a change for the character of that area, but also goes a long way to supporting Kearns' goal of being more financially stable and bringing in more sales tax revenue and property tax revenue, potentially. So that's really the update that I wanted to share with you now. There's a lot of strategies that we can pursue in order to, you know, attain this growth. And then next steps will be, like I was talking about, trying to identify those anchor uses and tenants that could support some of this development. Finalize the master plan update and then rezone the town center area accordingly so that we can kind of try and direct new development towards our overall town goals. Any questions?
Council, do you have any questions?
Sure.
I don't believe the council has any questions. Lauren, Crystal?
I don't have any.
Is that okay? Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
All right, with that, we can go ahead and adjourn and move into our city council meeting.
I'll make a motion that we close out of the special meeting and go into our standard meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you so much.